Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Best and worst foods for a first date coming up with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays. All the bitches, today is my Uncle D's 55th birthday. Now, usually my dad would call in and sing him happy birthday. However, he passed away a couple of years ago. Their birthdays are a day apart. I know it's a hard time for him. I would love it if you guys could give him a little kid face sandwich, a what the F is that, bro, and a big old Leroy Jenkins. That from his awesome nieces, Desiree and Mandy. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Hello, guys. Desiree, I didn't forget the wife's birthday. I just want to wish my beautiful, creative, badass wife, Kayla, a very happy birthday today. She's very relieved. She is not in the office today because she gets embarrassed, and I'm probably getting the death glare right now. Could you get a birthday message from the Dirty Germans and Coach Ted talking us through a game plan as we're taking our 10-year-old to Disneyland for the first time next month? Thank guys, and rock on. That from Andy Mack.
Yeah, Kayla, for your birthday, I'm going to give you something very similar to your name. Your name is Kayla. Tonight, I'm going to give you the dealer.
Yeah, you could use one of those fancy chopsticks. I see you guys be using most of the time. Just leave the spicy sauce off. Oh, look at that!
Woo!
Abusa came through.
Yeah!
All right, you're taking a 10-year-old to Disneyland. First of all, I feel like this is the time to mention that you want to make sure you get passes to both parks, because the place next door actually will sell a beer if you want one there, Andy. Second of all, you're going to have to wait in line. And then some of the rides you want to go on, I don't know the height of this 10-year-old, but hope she's tall enough. It's the best ride, you got to be a little taller. Other than that, enjoy it. It's Disneyland. Kids love it.
Guys, one of my best buddies in the whole world, and brother from another mother, Tony, as his special day today. I'm pretty sure he's maybe 38. I would love it if you guys could give him a what the F is that, Jay, and uh-oh, look out, and Al hitting the window, and a damn. And maybe the captain telling him the perks of owning his own company. Hopefully it's not too late. Love it every minute of you guys. Thanks. And rock on. That from Tim.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Uh-oh, look out.
Damn.
Ahoy there. Well, the captain knows a little something about opening his own company. I, in fact, run Crunchberries. Mostly because the other mascots didn't want to work with me because of what they call a finger problem. I just like to keep my fingers warm and...
Jesus.
The last Tony I worked with was Tony the Tiger, and he was, in fact, great. Crunchberries.
God. Guys, would you wish my wife, Darby, a happy 52nd birthday with a fish sandwich montage and the Dirty Germans telling her how much fun 52 is? Thanks, guys. That from Kirk.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Sandwich?
Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich? Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, tonight I plan on screaming, Dobby's, she has the meats.
Yeah, when I think of the name Dobby, I think of a close personal rivalry. So I'm going to have to beat it out of her today.
Yeah.
So I'll choose the weapon. It's a love weapon.
She can't be Dobby's, but she can be Arby's. I'll bring the D.
She'll probably bring the meat.
Yeah, roast beef.
The roast beef, yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring the horsey sauce.
Mm, so I'll bring the cheddar. So don't ask why it's yellow.
It's called an infection.
Yeah. You should get that checked.
Hey, by the way, Ted, they're saying that the San Juan lanes, they got it's cleared and zoned commercially, but they have no idea what they're going to build on it right now.
So they just knocked it down without
I literally
a plan.
Was just, yeah, I'm yeah. like, right. But the business, the plans. Bob. Oh, yeah.
So maybe a veterinary clinic, maybe mini storage, maybe apartments. Doesn't sound nearly as fun as a bowling alley.
No.
I'm telling you, man, like, the first time I went to Anacortes, that was the first place we went. That's where I met all the locals. That's how I know about the store with the great muffins, literally called The Store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Anacortes, and is it Whistle Lake or Lake Whistle? I learned a lot in those lanes.
Without ever bowling.
All right, you ready for, you want to see if we can sing up the birthday song today?
I'll give it a try.
Okay, ready? All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday to you,
Okay.
Yeah, the time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Crowd goes wild.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right, first dates. They can be awkward. They can be a lot of things. I will say this, though. Generally, the head chef's plan, like, I think a first date is usually a cup of cocktails or a cup of coffee and kind of, does that count or is that just meeting up for the first time?
I mean, look, why don't we say your first dinner out? Right, because you're at first date a lot of times. No. I'm at the bar. You know, you have cocktail. Yeah. You may or may not eat, but it's about the drinks. Loosen things up. Uh-huh.
Right. See if you can, if you want to spend.
Sit down at a meal with you.
Correct. For an hour or so. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Because having a meeting up for drinks or coffee is simple. You can get in, get out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. If you're like, oh, this is actually fun. I want to take you out to dinner. Like, all right.
Because if you want to go to a movie, you just want to sit there and not talk to them for 2 hours.
Yeah. Save that for marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we'll go somewhere together, then we won't talk. That's a brilliant play. We'll sit in a dark room and not speak to each other.
Yeah. The only thing worse than that is being like, hey, you want to go to a restaurant and get dinner? No. Let's pack it up and go sit in grass.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Men hate picnics. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
That's all. It's boring.
If you want me to sit on the beach and drink beer? Cool.
Right.
All right.
Plus, who's got a picnic basket on the ready?
To me, that's a red flag. Like, wait, you have a basket.
I'm willing to bet $20 there's a picnic basket somewhere in your home, Thurl.
We're married. We have children. I'm okay with that.
All right.
I don't know where it is if you do, and you're probably right.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's different. Like, wait, you're single. You still have a picnic. I'm thinking grocery bags. You have a basket.
Well, I think it also tells a story. The wicker picnic basket. Says that you brought a bottle of wine or you bought a bottle of champagne. There are glasses on the top. Now, if you bring that, you know, that nice insulated cooler, I know you got a six-pack.
The cooler speaks to my language, right?
It's a completely different message you're sending. If you got the one you throw over your shoulder, you know what I mean? The thermal job, whatever, cruising in, you got a six-pack of Rainier, something like that. But the basket says, we're having wine. To me, that sucks.
And food you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
It really does.
I like cheese, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I do, but I don't call that a meal. Like, I'm just sitting outside eating cheese.
What
the hell are we doing?
Suck,
depends,
right.
Hey, you got to push yourself to the limits. You eat that cheese. So a new survey asked people what foods were best to order on a first date and what were the worst. Now, again, this list is kind of weird, right? So the number one pizza, they said, Jesus. The number one food they said for a first date, Thurl, can you guess?
I'm going to say pizza.
Pizza! Damn, he's good.
You know what? Because it's a shareable thing if you order the whole one.
Right.
It's kind of a finger food. It's not so messy that you look disgusting. And more than likely, you meet very few people that don't like pizza. You might not like certain kind, but like if you say I don't like pizza, like, well, we can't date.
Yeah.
You make no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Get out of my home. So these are the ones they're saying are the best. So they said pizza followed by burgers.
Okay. I mean, it's casual, you know.
Yeah, I feel like if you're getting a burger, I will say this. Pizza and burgers both, though, in the last, 15 years have really done a change. Like, to me, pizzas were always, there was, like, delivery pizza. You might have had a local pizza spot.
Right.
But pizzas were always relatively the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's, like, fancy high-end pizza and this and that.
Also known as the ones you don't want to eat. Really? Artichoke and goat cheese? That's why I'm here.
Yeah, I get into some of them. But again,
I'm not saying they're the worst thing, but like you ordered an entire pizza. Like, to me, artichoke and goat cheese and all that, like, that's fine. Make that like a small flatbread appetizer. Like, you just ordered a 15-inch pizza, and those are the toppings?
Yeah, it's good.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. After that, they said salad. Now, see, that's the other thing, too. You got to remember, if this is a first date, first time going out to dinner, everybody's not going to be super comfortable ordering what they normally would. So I feel like salads would show up on this list a lot.
Yeah, but is that your meal?
Sure. Well, you know, that's when you get a salad that's kind of masquerading as a salad.
So like a wedge salad. Basically, yeah. It's blue cheese and bacon with lettuce somewhere awesome. In
there. Or you just get like a Caesar salad with chicken in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still delicious.
What's the favorite one I love? That gyro salad, which I'm right? It's like, yeah, I just want the crunch of the lettuce and some onion in there and some cucumbers. But basically, I should have just got the gyro.
You get a gyro. They do all of that and then wrap it for you.
After that, they said steak. But I feel like we're trying to impress now, which I like it.
Clearly, you're trying to impress.
Correct. After that,
you're hungry. That's what you want.
They said ice cream. Now, I feel like if you get to the point where we're going out for ice cream afterwards and you care about, you know what I mean? Like, okay, that's a good sign.
But to me, ice cream, if you really like each other, I don't know why, but I feel like ice cream, you will get ice cream after dinner, but you go somewhere else to get it.
Correct.
Right? Even if they offered at the restaurant, like, yeah, I'm going to Hotcakes or something like that.
I mean, honestly.
Is it
like, it's to me, if I'm ordering dessert, I'm at the same place, then I'm probably at a steakhouse that has, like...
Very true.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like...
What's better, to get the dessert at the restaurant where you ate dinner and just extend the conversation so you could have another beverage? Or
nice move.
Leave the place, you know what I mean, and then drive, stand in a line, bunch of crazy kids... So you can get, like, an ice cream cone that's organic. See, to me, I mean, you know, unless you're just, like, a close Baskin-Robbins or something, you know. Like,
yeah, but throw brings up a good point.
Good at the restaurant.
Like, with hotcakes and stuff, that place is so good. And those giant cookies. Like,
but I really like
you. Mind.
Because it ain't cheap. It is very good. The line's long. And there's a reason the line is long. There's a reason it's not cheap. It's worth it.
See,
but I have to really like you.
To me, those places are one or the other. Like, you might order in a pizza at night, you know what I mean? And just kind of hang out, you're watching TV or whatever.
Sure.
So, like, we should go get some ice cream. You know, one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
You won't go
not
out for both.
Not both in the same night. No, not both in the same night. You get one, you get the other.
Well, I'm just wrapping
my... getting dessert in the restaurant.
Yeah. You're right. For some reason, like, if it's not high-end, I don't feel like I eat dessert. Like, I would almost always go somewhere else. But you're right. A steakhouse or like a fancy Italian joint, I'm always going to be like, oh, we should get dessert here. They have tiramisu.
With the exception of Cheesecake Factory.
Well, based on what the food is, I'd rather go big early because I like appetizers more than I like desserts. So
true.
I'd rather sit there and have like an appetizer or two and eat more than do it on the backside.
Let's see. Again, these are the top 10 best foods to order on a first date. They say a roast dinner.
A roast dinner?
Sure. A little pot roast, some potatoes.
It just seems so heavy to me.
Well, we don't know what he looks like or what she looks like. Maybe they meet up, it's their first date, and they go, you know what? I really love pot roast. And he's like,
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for someone with an appetite, that's a test.
All right, next on the list, lasagna.
Okay, I mean...
Lasagna is great. Well, again, just a dish I do not order out much.
It's just too, again, I love lasagna, make no mistake, but it's such a heavy dish. Look, anyone going on a date, at least I can speak for all men, we're hoping to get laid at the end of it.
Yeah.
That lasagna is too heavy. You know, because now you're all
lasagna is something, you try to make it like after you've been dating for a while to impress her and have her come over for dinner.
Right.
Like, to me, that's what you make.
It's a little,
if things go well.
It's a little messy for a first date. You know what I mean? You're carving into it with your fork or maybe even a knife, and it's spilling its guts all over the plate and whatnot. It's just a mess.
It's okay if the spillage is on the plate. When it ends up on your face, that's when things are not going to go your way.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel safer.
Machiavelli.
I feel safer eating lasagna in my mouth than, like, getting pizza sauce all over my face for pizza.
That's true.
All right, next on the list, you'll like this, Miles, chicken wings.
Ah, see, now I know if you're going to pick the bone clean or not.
Yeah, I've done wings.
And I'm telling you, like, I have a real problem with that. If you put the thing down and I see a big chunk of meat on there, I'm like, dude, finish the wing. Because, like, when my kids would do that, I would finish those. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, yeah. Like,
but again,
do that. I'm taking the rest of that.
I think it's different with family. Like, this is your first date with her. Like, sure, I'll make out with her later. But I'm not
trying to eat your food.
Yeah, I try to eat her bones.
No. Okay. Can I have your crust?
Next on the list, stir fry, which that sounds fun. Everybody likes a stir fry.
I feel like you're having a good time, yeah.
And then last on the list, a chocolate brownie. These were the best foods.
Okay.
Now, here's foods they said to avoid on a first date. Corn on a cob. That's not going to look sexy. Mm-hmm.
It depends how she eats it.
All right.
Curry. Which,
well, come on. Yeah.
Then the rest of it is basically sushi or ribs. So you can't have ribs, but I could sit there and eat wings.
I think just because ribs are so much bigger, I don't know. You're right. The mess is the same.
Yeah.
It's on your fingers. It's on the side of your mouth, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Did you say sushi?
No, but sushi's on there. Sushi's on there, crabs on there, lobster, prawns, and oysters.
What?
I think sushi's a great date.
It does not make a mess. It's eating it as much as you want, right? I mean, it's... Yeah, I don't get that one, man.
And you know, right, and you don't, like, you might be hungry later, but you're not going to feel over full.
No, you still have sex and go out and get that ice cream later.
And oysters.
And I think if the date goes really well, you get the chocolate chip cookie that they freshly bake in the skillet with a scoop of ice cream on top, and you split it.
Oh, yeah.
Where is this sushi joint?
I don't know. It's not at that place.
No.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up 1 hour from now. But first, quick check on some of the headlines that Mike is not working on. Nice work, Miles.
A new survey found the top travel destinations in the U.S. include Hawaii, Charleston, South Carolina, Branson, Missouri, and Moab, Utah.
Branson kind of surprises me. The other ones, I'm like, yeah, all right, I guess.
Branson, but Yakov Smirnoff has been doing that theater and that show. Like,
that's why it confuses
every day
me.
Since, for what, 20 years?
And
I mean, that's a destination right there.
And I feel like I always hear advertisements for Moab, Utah. I have no idea what the hell is out there, but I hear... Just based on advertisement alone, I don't think I've heard of any other destination having more advertisement than Moab, Utah.
They're all about it.
Yeah, man.
It's just nature.
Yeah, and isn't there a famous national park out there? Besides Moab? Am I wrong?
Probably not. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah. The Arches? Are you talking about the Arches?
The Arch, right, one of those miles. We're trying to think. Like my one uncle flew out from Cape Cod just to go and do those hikes.
I'm sure. Huh. Texture's a lot.
You would be surprised though. On those national parks, as far as the pandemic is concerned, you can't just go. I mean, half the time the parking lot is full.
Right.
You need to get there in the morning early to get in. Like, you can't just go to Joshua Tree National Park anymore. So it's kind of weird that they're doing all that advertising. The bottom line is, you probably can't even, you probably can't even get a permit to get there.
I just got the deepest, loudest voice of God that told me what the park was that shocked me so much that I forgot what it was. It was some valley. I know he's coming back in.
Sun Valley is
Monument Valley.
Monument Valley, yeah. And in the Arches, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Thank you, VD.
Charleston. Yeah,
a lot of advertising,
They do. I was just down there. Like, it's a beautiful city. And also, like, Charleston, look, my niece going to college here, but, like, I hear more and more people talk about going down. It's kind of almost like Raleigh in a way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I've heard good things about it.
How about Zion National Park?
Zion! That's the one I'm thinking.
Okay.
Thank you, Texter.
Hey, Ted, is Charleston one of those towns where you can walk around outside with a beverage? Or am I thinking that's Savannah, maybe? I know there's, like, two or three towns. New Orleans is one of them.
It might be Savannah.
But I thought for some reason I thought there was a town in South Carolina did the same thing.
Well, let's give it a try. See what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, there was no lifeguards on the beach I was at. We took a beverage.
There you go. An ad in Britain was banned because it featured a girl eating cheese while hanging upside down.
And the problem is what?
Because it could promote behavior that could lead to choking.
Oh, my God.
In theory, it'd be hard to choke if you're upside down.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of one of the first things that they teach you when it comes to dislodging things out of kids' throats is turn them upside down so that gravity can help you?
Well, if you don't want to advertise the choking hazard, don't advertise food.
Right.
Yeah.
Kids don't get to eat. No choking.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, all right. Whatever.
BuzzFeed posted, quote, 14 horrific job postings that included employers wanting college degrees for minimum wage jobs. Wanting over-qualified people for non-glamorous tasks, and one that didn't allow for, quote, unavoidable emergency situations. So basically, you can't call out.
Yeah, no.
Right. Good luck finding employees. Like, I hope that your clientele's your area is desperate for work, because you're not going to get any.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Good work. There's a man in Australia that was dumped on his first wedding anniversary because his wife found a love letter left on his windshield. The man knows nothing about it and wants the admirer to come forward. See, that's not fair.
Ooh, that's a great way to get out of getting married.
That's fair.
Just have your buddy, have some person write a really lovely letter and just drop it on the window. Make it very, generic.
And put like a lipstick print on it or something,
Right. If you want to be pissed at the gal, fine. Look, the day that I moved out of Issaquah, there was a love letter that was left for my lady from one of our neighbors. Yeah, it pissed me off. Yeah, I wanted to do something that was not nice to the guy. But at the same time, we were getting the hell out of there. So you just drop it.
It's still crazy to me.
But he still thinks about her.
I know he does. I know he does.
Right, and Thoreau brings up a good point. Right, you weren't angry with her. You're angry with the dude.
Right. Direct the anger where it's supposed to be, man. It's not his fault.
Okay, question. Did he ever interact with you two as a couple?
Yes.
Or did he only interact with her? So he interacted with you both?
Yes. Now, he didn't ever say anything. But if he saw her, she was with me. We tended to do things together. There was not a whole lot of times when she was walking out and I wasn't there. So she might have caught him in passing, but the guy never struck up conversation or anything. The guy did not talk. So this letter came out of nowhere.
See, that's the weird thing. See, if he just interacted with her and never saw you two together, then that's a good thing, because like anything else, you want people to hit on your girlfriend. Otherwise, what are you doing? But if he knew you were a couple,
he knew.
Dude, you want somebody to hit on your girlfriend at a bump passing.
Right.
All right? You don't want him being touchy. Right. And then, like, he lived in that building.
Right.
That is not cool.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That made things incredibly uncomfortable, and we were happy to leave.
Yeah.
The FBI arrested a 61-year-old man that refused to give up a live grenade.
Well, yeah, they're going to.
They don't look favorably on you having live grenades.
I'm not like much of a lawyer or anything like that, but yeah, they're probably going to go ahead and arrest
him. Right. Those that date online want to exchange about 30 messages before they meet up in person, according to a new survey.
Jesus.
The way that people message back and forth.
That's not that much.
No, it's not. I mean, considering, what if you had a 20-minute phone conversation?
Exactly.
Same difference.
Right? That would be 12 times, 15 times as much as that.
Right.
I mean, just to see if you like the person.
Just enough to see if you like the person. Make sure that they're not nuts. You guys are on the same page. All right, let's...
Hey, listen, we have callers that we know from their voice. We hear them come on and we go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to hear someone's voice just to have an idea what type of person this is, you know, what their tempo is. You know what I mean? Is this... Can I tell this would work or not? You can tell a lot from someone by listening to them.
Send me a deep pic, Miles.
Because Ted always says it. Sometimes it's hard to get across what you want to in text.
Right.
Some things can be misconstrued or whatever the deal
is. I was inviting you for eggplant parmesan. Stop being so upset.
Right. And I have peaches.
Oscar Mayer is selling new bologna-inspired beauty masks.
I saw a picture of this. Yeah, and I'm thinking,
why not just
bologna inspired beauty? Anything is not an accurate statement,
right?
I mean, just like there's no beauty anything inspired by bologna, guys. God damn it, you know this.
You have a better chance.
The only thing inspired by bologna is poverty.
Right.
You're frying bologna. It's not that it's not delicious. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're on the regular with that.
Right.
I mean, you can't afford, like, really good turkey breasts.
You will have a better chance of convincing me that cutting a face into bologna and putting it over your face has better skincare properties than telling me that Oscar Mayer is releasing skincare products based off of bologna.
Right.
Good. But if you serve me a bologna sandwich, it is the very bottom of the sandwich barrel.
It is.
Peanut butter and jelly. Better sandwich.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, any other sandwich you can make is a better sandwich than a bologna. Better sandwich.
Right.
Bologna means, I don't know. I mean, egg salad's better. Tuna salad's
better.
But
the thing
is, when you say bologna, you're like, this is all I got.
Well, bologna's not even that bad, though. You're making it sound like, oh, okay, well, I guess I have to eat this. I actually don't mind bologna. Yeah.
When's the last time, Mike, you had a bologna sandwich?
It's been a long time.
Right. So, we don't mind it, but you don't. Miles is right.
You don't seek it out.
Right, you're like, your turkey sandwich, ham sandwich, roast beef.
Right.
Like when somebody goes, you want bologna on white bread? Like, what happened, man?
what happened?
You need money?
Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, are there any celebrities that you may have lost respect for? No real reasons, but somebody that you once held in decently high regard, and then they opened their mouth, they posted something, whatever it was, and you just kind of lost respect for them.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable, right?
Well, good news, that same trend made its way over to Reddit, which is just a bastion of great ideas and fun and happy people. But they did give us a list of the top 10 celebrities that people lost respect for. So here we go.
All right.
Number 10. Talk to me.
Can I guess one?
Absolutely. Hit me.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Not a bad guess. Mr. Hill, any guesses there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of right there with Ted. She seemed to take one of the biggest hits to her image anyway.
Absolutely. Miles Montgomery.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know if I ever liked the person, but Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, not bad at all. So here are the top 10 celebrities.
I mean, he's just like, when he started out, it was like he was with Oprah. It wasn't that bad. You kind of thought that he was like a legitimate, maybe a psychologist or whatever the deal is, family counseling. Then it just turns out like he was sleeping with all his clients. He had a couch in his office, you know what I mean? Peddling weird crap.
Yeah. So keep that energy. Number 10 being Matt Lauer.
Okay.
Well,
sure.
This guy says, quote, I used to watch NBC every single morning before school for a decade, and then he does something so grossly specific as to have a button under his desk to lock people in.
I think...
Hard to defend that.
I think we should just be honest about it. We should be more surprised when, like, the super popular hot dude is just like, yeah, I'm just a regular dude. Like, we shouldn't be shocked that Matt Lauer was trying to hook up with every girl he could in the office.
Yeah.
Like, he had a position of power. He's good looking. He was like, America loved him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 of the celebrities that people lost respect for, he was a Disney Channel child, started doing other movies and went absolutely insane. Shia LaBeouf.
Is it LaBeouf?
LaBeouf.
I've always known it as LaBeouf. Like, LaBeouf is the first time I've heard it in this room.
I don't know.
I like LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. It says, quote, as soon as...
I am LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. Quote, as soon as the FKA Twig story came out, which alleged he was abusive and infected her with a sexually transmitted disease, I couldn't continue to be a fan. Yet again, kind of hard to defend that one. Number eight, Oprah. Interestingly enough, plenty of people lost respect for Oprah. It says, quote, she endorsed Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz, who are problematic in their own right. So based on what you were saying there, Miles, yeah, she brought Dr. Phil and released him upon America.
Yes, he did that, but he did what he wanted to do. I mean, it's not...
But here's the thing. She introduced... Look, someone... I can introduce you to a lot of people. It doesn't mean you're going to date them, right?
Right.
She did introduce us to Dr. Phil. I'm not happy about it, but America decided they wanted more of him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still do to this day.
Like you said, I can introduce you to Jeffrey Dahmer. It does not mean everyone's going to embrace him, but, like, America made the decision they like Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
I don't know how.
Didn't she also have a bout with the meat industry? Like, she started finding meat alternatives. Like, she got into vegetarianism and whatnot, and there was, like, a movement that near shut down the meat industry for a half minute there.
I don't know.
She definitely, like, went to some ranches and stuff, but I'm not sure she was close to shutting down the meat industry.
Well, yeah.
She carries weight, but again, for someone to influence you, you have to care. And then beyond caring, you have to, like... what it is on the other side. So again, like with Dr. Phil, meat, like, I like meat. I don't care what she says about meat.
Right.
I need bacon, you eat whatever Oprah eats.
Right, you do what you want to do. Number seven, Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing she did. She just opened her mouth. I'm like, please shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying her to credit.
All she had to do was be photographed naked. That was good.
Yeah. And to her credit, though, I think she was, like, years ago was a person against vaccines.
Yes.
Not like all the kind of new ones now.
Right. That's exactly what it says. She's been anti-vax for years and is dangerous is what they're saying.
I still think it's great. When that whole thing started, there was, like, a county outside of San Francisco that, like, had the highest, like, basically, like, you guys shouldn't have diseases here.
Right.
But...
ta-da.
Yeah.
10 celebrities that people lost respect for. Number six, classic SNL comedian, probably one of the best of all time, noted D-bag.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. There's a lot of anecdotal stories of him just being a D. Still appreciate what he did for TV and film, but he definitely got knocked down a few pegs in my books. And that's what I've heard. That was a really disappointing thing. I've known a couple people that have met him, and he's a douche from what I heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy. I think he's one of the few cast members from SNL that is banned. So I don't know if there's maybe one or two, but he is definitely never going back.
Just that bad, huh? Holy smokes.
Well, Lauren Michaels does not want him back.
You got to hear him. I mean, Chevy Chase, but like he was in monster movies.
Absolutely.
He was always the likable character. So I think that makes it even worse when you're like, oh, this person's not they're not very likable or funny in person.
Right. Number five, Dr. Phil there, Miles. Says he exploits people.
Oh, he's on there.
He brought the creator of Bum Fights on the show and kicked him off after showing up dressed as Dr. Phil. The guy said he and Dr. Phil did the exact same thing. Phil just hit it better.
This is like the guy who gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, like in two different bands.
Right.
Like one when he's solo. He's in the band.
Come on.
Dr. Phil just keeps sneaking in.
Top 10 celebrities that people lost respect for. Number four, there it is. Ted, Ellen DeGeneres says she made Taylor Swift cry and practically bullied her on live TV. She also outed Mariah Carey's pregnancy. Need I go on? She treats her guests like trash. She treats her staff like trash from what we heard. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main thing.
Right. Number three, Chris Brown.
Well, yeah,
beating on women makes people not like you.
Says, I can't believe he's still out there making music like nothing happened. Number two.
Unfortunately, people don't care.
Nah. Number two, Demi Lovato. Says the frozen yogurt place fiasco, they wrongly called out a small business to their millions of followers just because the store had, quote, sugar-free products for diabetics, vegans, and those with celiac disease. I remember that. She saw those products, those alternative products, and then basically bashed everybody that was faking it. Like they're just doing it for attention or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
She has a lot to say all the time.
She does. She
and also, like,
but higher than Chris Brown? I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't
do it that way. Maybe they just put 10 people up there in no real order. You know?
Well, it might have to be like, how much respect did you have for someone before you? So someone like Dr. Phil, like, I never respected him in the first place.
Sure.
I understand other people have lost respect, but that means you had to respect him. I never have.
Right.
You know, I always thought, I always thought he's a moron. You know what I mean? He just peddles garbage. But, like, so I can't lose respect. So Chris Brown, he was always kind of a D-bag.
Sure.
You find out he's beating up Rihanna. And you go, all right, any respect I had for you, I've now lost. But there wasn't a ton.
Yeah.
Right. You know? I mean, that's like R. Kelly being number 10, and then Demi Lovato comes in at like 3. Like, what?
But Thurl, like, I think people just much prefer Demi Lovato.
Yes. Yeah. I think that has a lot to do with it.
And this is the number one celebrity that people lost respect for.
Betty White.
You know, oh, yeah. Hate Betty White. Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, huh?
Rebel Wilson says, my brother is a D-tier actor in Australia. He said that she is the most unpleasant person, makes everyone treat her like an absolute diva. She also body-shamed her body double, who had gained weight in between different shots.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. Good times on that. Celebrities that people have lost respect for. A man and his girlfriend broke into his former middle school to reclaim things that were confiscated, but there's a little problem.
What's the problem?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Coming up at 5:50, we do have headlines on the way. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we've made it to drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.